This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Srope. South Africa was set to end three decades of dominance by the party that freed it from apartheid on Saturday as voters angry at joblessness, inequality, and power shortages slashed the African National Congress's share of the vote to 40%. Alice Rizzo from Reuters has more.
The ANC has won every previous national election since the historic 1994 vote that ended white minority rule. But over the last decade, its support has dwindled. Results from almost all polling stations give the ANC around 40% of the vote, a dramatic drop from the 57.5% it got in previous national election in 2019. The ANC will now have to strike a coalition deal or another form of agreement with one or more smaller parties. A deal to keep the ANC in the presidency could involve opposition backing in exchange either for cabinet posts or for more control of a parliament. The Election Commission has penciled in a final results announcement for Sunday.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. As Israeli forces advanced deeper into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, President Joe Biden declared Hamas had lost its ability to carry out a major terrorist attack on Israel, and he endorsed what he said was the latest Israeli offer of a ceasefire deal. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has the story.
From the White House, President Joe Biden laid out a three-phase ceasefire plan that he says Israel has agreed to. While Biden envisioned the deal as potentially historic, details are unclear, including the level of Israeli military presence in each phase, as well as who will govern post-war Gaza. Meanwhile, Hamas considers positively the contents of Biden's speech, the group said in a statement. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A scorching heat wave kills 14 in India ahead of a final round of election voting on Saturday. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
In Delhi, people carrying plastic bottles jostle to fill water from a water tank. The heat has killed at least 14 people in eastern India, with temperatures soaring to 122 degrees Fahrenheit. In Uttar Pradesh, senior government official Chandra Vijay Singh says, "The day was so hot, some of our officials, drivers, helpers, we felt were symptomatic of heat stroke. Three of them were admitted to the intensive care unit. They are being treated here." The sizzling temperatures also take a toll on animals, putting them at risk of dehydration and heat stroke. The counting of votes will take place on June 4. I'm Charles De La Desma.
A last-minute problem nixed Saturday's launch attempt for Boeing's first astronaut flight. Two NASA astronauts were strapped into the company's Starliner capsule and awaiting liftoff when the countdown was halted. With only a split second to take off, there was no time to work the latest trouble, and everything was called off. Launch managers said computers automatically aborted the countdown. It was not immediately clear why. NASA wants backup to SpaceX, which has been flying astronauts for 4 years. United States Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has told a gathering of top security officials he doesn't see war with China as imminent nor unavoidable, despite rapidly escalating tensions in the Asia-Pacific region. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Austin stressed the importance of renewed dialogue between him and his Chinese counterpart in avoiding miscalculations and misunderstandings. Austin's comments Saturday at the Shangri-La Defense Forum in Singapore came the day after he met for more than an hour on the sidelines with Chinese Defense Minister Dong Jun, the first in-person meeting between the top defense officials since contacts between the American and Chinese militaries broke down in 2022. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Thailand has kicked off its annual celebration for the LGBTQ plus community's Pride Month as the country is on course to become the first nation in Southeast Asia to legalize marriage equality. Saturday's Bangkok Pride Parade filled one side of a major thoroughfare with a colorful parade for several hours in one of the Thai capital's busiest commercial districts. Pride Month celebrations have been endorsed by politicians, government agencies, and some of the country's biggest business conglomerates. But the public celebration of gender diversity was not always so popular in Thailand, despite its long-standing reputation as an LGBTQ plus friendly country. An organizer recalls that he faced social and bureaucratic hurdles when he established what was then called the, quote, Bangkok Gay Festival in 1999. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.